Probably got worse in terms of Foz. He tore his calf with about 20 minutes to go. So we left him on the pitch, just put him up front to just try and walk about because obviously, if we hadn't, we'd have finished the game with seven players and the integrity of the league's at stake. So Fozzie stayed on the pitch with a torn calf. He's going to be out for the rest of the season. So I've lost Steve, which is massive because his experience is invaluable. As for players coming back, as low as I was on Saturday, I had players coming in my manager's office after the game. Rory Delap, Kelvin Atuhu, Rob Edwards, Jim McNulty, all requesting that they had an injection or did something to get them playing on Tuesday night. So that gives you incredible hope that they're a squad fighting, not just for me, but for each other.
Do you think all four are going to be available for selection for you now?
That was Saturday night. We've got to take an educated view on it and a calculated view on it. We can't risk them players Tuesday night to then not have them for the rest of the season. It's not looking like we're going to have Dawes. TK will get one ban. So there's a real balancing act and we've just got to make the right decision. Panicking and making the wrong decision could cost us on all four accounts on them players that we've talked about. So, it's a precarious situation, but it's one that over the next 48 hours we'll have a better indication on what we do with them four players.
Martin Craney was amongst the subs on Saturday, and obviously he's been away from the football club for his treatment, hasn't he? Should you be able to throw him in? Is he fit to be just thrown into the mix?
We put Martin on there with a possibility, if the game was going the right way, maybe to close the game down for 15 minutes. So Cranes will be available for Tuesday night, which is massive to have Cranes back. Didn't want to put him on at 4-0 down, and risk, another 3 or 4 days recovery that he's now got. I didn't. So Cranes didn't come on for that reason, and now he's done a little bit of work yesterday, and he's ready. He's in contention to obviously start tomorrow. So that's a massive bonus for us to have Cranes back, who for me was one of those consistent performers all season. He's been incredibly consistent, and he's a leader out on the pitch.
And when you have such selection issues, to have someone who's relatively versatile and can play in two or three positions that you might just be able to stick somewhere tomorrow, that's a big plus for you.
Stick somewhere. We've used them words this morning. Cranes is a footballer. He knows the game, and he's versatile. He can play right back. He can play left back. He can play as a sweeper, and he's played in a two as a centre half, and have been phenomenal in that position. So it's a delight to get him back, and the club's worked hard. We sent him to St George's Park, and Cranes has worked really hard down at St George's with all the fantastic facilities they've got, and it's been a real benefit to have Cranes back.
It's all in hindsight, of course, but is there a slight regret that more couldn't be done, or a wish that more couldn't be done just to get a body or two into the door prior to the loan window closing?
No. I tossed and turned on that one Saturday night, and I know what I'm like. I'm really honest with myself, and we had meeting after meeting. We had strategical meetings. The board would have given me anything to get players in. I don't want to go on record. I might at the end of the season let you know the players that we went in for, who went in for, who turned us down. But we worked ridiculously hard to get somebody, maybe three bodies into this building. So it didn't get done on deadline day. And we've come up against a few of them players over the last 2 or 3 weeks who didn't want to come, and obviously they had different options. I'm not saying better options, but they had different options. So, they've gone out to other clubs and not come to Barnsley. But we worked ridiculously hard. We tried working hard with Man United to bring a couple of younger players in to fill the squad, because I didn't feel as though the 21s had the capabilities to step up in such a relegation dogfight. So, no, the club did everything we could. And I would sell you. If I did feel as though we could have done more, I'd sit here today and said, yeah, I think I could have done more. But genuinely, I couldn't. And my staff couldn't. My scouting system couldn't. And I've got some really good friends in football who was prepared to do me favours. I spoke to the players, but they didn't want to come. So it must be my persuasive skills that have let me down on that one.
You've had Saturday night and Sunday to reflect on what happened at the weekend. From the outside looking in, obviously you've had a great run, particularly here, and that it was just one of those days where everything that could go wrong did.
Demanded the highest of standards from this group of players, and I've not let them slip with anything. And the early goal surprised me that, even at 1-0, keep it to 1-0. We keep saying to this team, you go 1-0 down, make sure it's not 2-3, because at 1-0 down in the Championship, you've always got a chance to fight back in it. And I wanted to get to half-time. I've told the players, you know, we get to half-time at 1-0, we regroup at 1-0. And we didn't. And that's been the most disappointing thing over the weekend, that on reflection and on evaluation of watching the game back, that we didn't do. The second goal went in, and we got to half-time. The third goal, really disappointed with the third goal. The manner, the timing of it, and you could see the energy drain out of the team at that point. You know, I'm watching it thinking, you've just sucked every bit of energy after the team talk we've done at half-time on getting momentum and getting Jason on the pitch. I really thought that we could get it to 2-1 and the game would shift. A bit like when I got home and watched the Norwich game, the Norwich and Arsenal, you know, 1-0 up with 5 minutes to go, they ended up winning it 3-1. And that's what goals do. You know, goals changes your world. It changes your weekend. And that's my disappointment, that it went to 3-4. What happened after that? You know, that just compounded really a bad day at the office. But, you know, it can't be a victim's day at the office. And that's what I'm looking for. If I see signs of it today, players and staff will be sent home.
With Dawson, do you need to have a word with him? Because when you walk 4-0 down and the guy goes in for a fairly meaty challenge, not necessarily malicious, but you don't need that kind of thing.
You know, I spoke to Dawson after the game, spoke to him yesterday, and Dawson's come back from the injury, and he's been out a long time. And if I'd had Kelvin fit, he probably needs to be rested. You know, there's no blame attached to Steve Dawson. Steve Dawson has given us everything. And when you're tired, and when you're out on your feet, and when the game's not going right, sometimes you do make daft decisions, and it's about choice, isn't it? And I think Dawson's made the wrong choice on the tackle. He's overstretched, and out of frustration, he's passed it. It's hit the kid as he's turned. It was a reaching tackle, and it's not actually reckless. We've had a real good look at it in full speed and slowed down. His eyes are on the ball constantly. It's a reaching tackle, and his left foot comes round to look almost like a scissor tackle. But his feet are always, they leave the ground for half a second, and when he comes down, he's going for the ball. There's no doubt about that. And he's always in contention to win the ball.
In light of everything that's gone on and results elsewhere this weekend, does that make the match against Derby County must win now? Do you have to win this one?
If we don't win it, we're still not relegated. So, obviously, we're planning on winning it. We're planning on sending a team out to make them fans feel good about themselves, because I've told the players yesterday that the fans deserve that. After what they did for us on Saturday and the way they stuck with the team and the way they celebrated the team, for me, they're not fans. They're true supporters. Fans come and go. That's what fans do. They're fans for a minute, they come and go. What I witnessed was a group of supporters that give the full support to a team that was hurting, a team that was that let them down, a management team that was hurting and possibly let them down. And it was overwhelming at half-time to get applauded off because they know that the effort these lads are putting in, and then at full-time to stay with it. I thought it'd be an empty stadium, but they've stayed with it. So, you know, I can't thank this group of fans enough for what they did on Saturday. And I've told the players that, you know, the positive performance that we get from Derby is for them. It's about them. And we've got to be playing for them fans because they were outstanding on Saturday.
Is that a symptom, perhaps, of the positive aura that's been around the football club for the last 3 or 4 months or so? Because historically speaking, and I'm going back through several managers here, that might not necessarily have been the case with a scoreline like that.
Possibly. I think we've been building a trust up, you know, and the crowd have trusted what we've done as a management team. They've trusted what the players have done. And we've trusted the fans to get behind it. There's been no negativity at all since I've took over. I witnessed something quite special, quite unique. Give me massive hope going into the last four games of the season, because if your fans are with you, then you've got half a chance, because, you know, when you go to an away ground, the manager's always going to say, listen, if we get two goals up, the fans will turn. And then it can be a real disadvantage, even at one goal going up. So I can't see that happening, because they realise what work they've put in, where we've tried to get them to. And we've got a massive fight in our hands the next four games. But, you know, we're a point inside the drop zone. A point takes you out of it. So it's all to play for. And it's quite exciting going in game knowing that.
Derby County, then, they're in that kind of zone where they are relatively healthily placed, but not mathematically safe. What do you make of them right now?
They've got great players, you know. Nigel's been building a good project at Derby. It's been consistent. It's been solid. He's been getting real good pros in. They're probably missing the boy Hughes at the minute. He played against them start of the season, and Hughes was good. He makes them tick. He's a difference. But, you know, they've just had a season, I think, were an unpredictable season because of all the clubs fighting at the bottom and the clubs at the top not knowing how to get out of this league. So there's been it's been a mixed season for a lot of teams, and Derby have found themselves in that unpredictable set of results that that every team's going through at the minute in a championship. So, you know, I know every team and manager wants consistency. That's what you live for, getting that consistency that your Man Uniteds and teams like that show. But I think for teams like Derby's and Charlton's and Barnsley's and Birmingham's, then sometimes you get inconsistency and unpredictability in your results, and that's what Derby have had at the minute.
So much so, it's quite stark, I think, for them, isn't it? Very good at home. Wins, at least, they've struggled to come by away from home. What do you read into that?
I'm not too sure. I think I look at Cardiff. Cardiff have got two different styles. They've got one away from home and one at home. Watford have a counter-attacking style away from home. And Hull have. So, you know, Derby, maybe they've not tried something away from home that they've done at home. And that can be it. Two different strategies. I know Bolton, with Dougie Freeman, has a home strategy and away strategy. So it might be that they've not tinkered with. But again, difficult to get results away from home, and it's difficult to set a team up in this championship away from home. So, you know, Nigel might have had problems with that.